This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Seems to be maybe more of a social media-infused controversy than anything, but then again, aren't they all these days? But it seems like there may have been an issue with some students wanting to get out of class yesterday at Galesburg High School, so I thought I'd get to the bottom of it with Jeff Houston, GHS principal, and John Asplin, the District 205 superintendent. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
No, you're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
So yes. What the heck happened here? And I'm guessing it's probably not the big deal that some people are making it out to be, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Yesterday, we ran our attendance counts at the end of the day like we normally do and been tracking our attendance daily so that we can look at some things. And we noticed that there was a senior drop yesterday. And then, as you indicated, the social media kind of identified it for us, too. We had several seniors not in attendance at school yesterday.
There were some things that I saw, or at least some people that contacted me, they said they thought at least half the senior class took the day off.
It was just under that, yeah. But in the same breath, I need to say that we don't know where the truth lies in, you know, students that were excused because of parental call-ins that may have been sick at home and some others who may have had a medical doctor's excuse. So, yeah, you've always got to try to filter all that stuff into it as well.
What kind of, when you see that, though, what kind of, first, Jeff or John, goes through your mind when you see a drop like that, or and perhaps combined, too, with what's, you know, I don't want to say reported on social media because I'm the reporter, but what's posted and what's talked about that way.
Right. Well, and we did know by end of first block yesterday that there were a sizable number of seniors out. And the first question I asked when the high school administrators made me aware of it, I said, were they excused or not? Did their parents call them in? Mm-hmm. And so the vast majority were parent call-ins saying that their child was sick or had an appointment or whatever. And so, you know, at that point, do we think maybe something's afoot? Of course, it's not, you know, the odds are not very good that it's coincidental that 100 students are out of the high school in one day that are all in the same class.
Was it really that high, 100 or so?
Well, I mean, when you talk half the senior class, it was, I think it was in excess of 100.
Wow.
So that, you know, it's probably not coincidence. However, when a parent calls in their child and says, yes, I am, you know, or writes a note and, you know, follows the procedures that we've put in place to excuse their children, it becomes somewhat problematic for us to be inserting ourselves in between the child and the parent and saying, okay, well, wait a minute. Was the parent not being truthful with us? Was the child not truthful to the parent? We don't know. But you know, when they follow the procedures that we've put in place and the parents do call in and say that their child is sick or whatever, that, you know, that pretty much ends it at that point because we trust the parent to tell us the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, at some point, there's really not much you can really do about it here except, maybe just sense that maybe, at the very least, maybe some kids might have been lying to their parents yesterday.
Sure. Well, and I will go a step further. I was very pleased with what the high school administrators did decide to do, and I'll let Mr. Houston explain that. We decided to go away from a negative and turn it into a positive, so I'll let Mr. Houston explain
that. Yeah, talk about
that,
Jeff.
Well, yeah, we've, like I said, been tracking our data, and as part of what they call the Every Student Succeeds Act, it's important for us to have data that is measurable. So we have found out that Thursdays is our most highly attended days, and yesterday, of course, was Thursday, so we took a hit yesterday. But the kids that were there, we went ahead and identified them, and we wanted to reward those kids that were in session, and we had planned on, you know, doing that at some point in time, recognizing that Thursdays is our high days. Mondays happens to be our low days for attendance. So we're tracking that very closely, but we really want to focus on the choice. You know, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a two-family household with a mother and father that cared, and when something bad happens, my mom always made me self-reflect on that, and that's kind of what we want to do here. Reflect on the choice that's been made. You know, these kids are going to have choices next year when they're not seniors.
Well, I think you have to look at, too, so the high school administration is rewarding those students that did make the choice to come to school and to do the right thing. And in talking to at least a few parents, we do know of parents that told their child not to skip, and if they did skip, they were not excusing their child. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a blanket statement. I mean, we have plenty of opportunities for kids to learn lessons one way or the other. And as Jeff said earlier, those students are going to learn how their choices and patterns of choices impact their life going forward. And, you know, there are probably a myriad of reasons why students missed that were good reasons. And then there are other reasons that maybe they weren't, but we're going to have to compare that later. And if that student then realizes, you know what, I missed a whole day of class in a four-block schedule where that's a 90 minutes of class, and that's a lot of work to catch up on, mm-hmm. they might get that negative reinforcement back sooner than later anyway.
How did you reward them, by the way, Jeff?
Well, we're going to give those kids an open lunch. You know, those kids are going to be able to go out and someday we choose a date. And those
jackpot.
Kids, yeah, exactly, right? You know, a little steak and shake. I might even join a couple of them. You know, maybe that's what we'll do, a lunch with an administrator. But
well, that's not a reward anymore then, right?
Okay, I'm with you. But, you know, here's what I want to say is these kids are a year away from where their choices really determine their outcome in life.
Sure.
You know, next year they're going to have the choice of whether to get out of bed and go to college class or stay in bed and skip it. Or they're going to have the choice of, you know, do I call in sick and not go to work and take the chance of either losing my job or not getting the content to make me successful at the college level. So we all own the most powerful thing in the world, and that's the power to choose. So we really want to focus on the choice.
On the broad scope of things, John, I know that the district for years, even before you taking over, has looked pretty seriously at truancy and attendance and things like that. On the whole, I get the impression that attendance district-wide is generally pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, last year, I believe we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 94% district-wide. So, I mean, that's pretty good. You know, you want your goal to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 96 to 97%. That's a really lofty goal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you have 94% of your students showing up every day, that's really pretty good. We always try to do better, but
yeah. 94 is an A, isn't it? Still
exactly. So you know, 94% is still a pretty good percentage. So we're overall pleasantly, you know, moving forward in terms of building off of a previous success of 94% to try to get it to 95 and then 96 and keep moving it up. But yeah, it's not an epidemic here that maybe some are making it out to be.
Speaking of epidemic, though, from what was reported or at least shared with me on social media, that there's talk that, you know, seniors may try to do this a couple more times yet this year and that maybe the juniors are kind of thinking about it. Well, let me get your impressions of that, gentlemen.
Well, like I said, it comes down to a matter of choice. You know, we focus on our climate and culture of our building all the time. You know, the admin team and the teachers. We need to make sure that the kids understand that it's important. Their success is dependent upon their attendance at school, and kind of get that shift in thought that, you know, it's, you can't miss school and miss that material and then get behind. And then, you know, that's the start of bad things. And so, we want to continually emphasize the message, and that has to go from teacher level in the classroom to the administrators and us following the data. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we might need to say, you know, maybe seniors, we need to look at having a senior skip day in the spring, you know, reward them for not making these choices throughout the year and maybe do something. You know, there's flunk day at Knox, so.
Not until May, though.
You know, so, but, you know, these are conversations that need to be had. You know, what do we need to do? Why did they feel like they needed to miss yesterday? We need to find the why.
One last question. You mentioned teachers in this, and one that talked with me basically said, you know, and it's kind of hard not to think this way, I guess, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. But the teacher I talked to felt like it was kind of a slap in the face to them, like their thoughts or maybe their feelings on the matter didn't matter at all in this case. How would you respond to something like that?
Well, I'm glad that the teacher felt that way. They took it personal. We want everyone to take a situation like this personal, but we all need to reflect as to why.
Jeff Houston, principal of Galesburg High School, and John Asplund, superintendent in District 205. Thanks so much for coming in and addressing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Sports is next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.